You know, and we've got our reporters all up and down, and we've seen everybody, all of the reporters who are out there, just about getting blown over by these wind gusts. You know, you can have one moment, you can be in a lull where it looks like it's just a, you know, a beautiful and tranquil day, and then all of a sudden these gusts come up, and they about knock you down.
All right, let's go out to Adam right now. I'm not even sure where Adam is this morning.
But he'll tell us.
But he's getting blown around. We can see that. Adam, good morning.
Yeah, Dan Carey, we're on Legacy Parkway right now. I'm holding onto the railing because I'm not going to lie, it is miserable out here. My lips are dry. We got dirt blowing into our mouths. We got the semi-truck on its side right over there. You can tell cars finally allowed through here on Legacy Parkway for the first time in a little while. It was taking me about half an hour just to go about 0.1, 0.2 miles. I guess I could have walked a little faster, but if I was walking, I would have gotten blown away, honestly. If I was not holding on to this railing right now, I would be getting blown away. I don't even know if my photographer, who's standing 6 feet away from me, can even hear me right now. But if we could point to some of the traffic going down this way, that's what makes me nervous. Not so much the wind, but as these big rigs are driving past us, that is what makes me nervous. The biggest advice I would give, if you're standing next to or driving next to some of these brave big rig drivers, don't do it. Just keep a safe distance. There is traffic everywhere right now. There is no point in getting wherever you're trying to go a little bit faster by driving into the lane of traffic next to one of these brave, brave big rig drivers. You can see, Doug, I don't know if you can hear him, if you can point to some of these big rigs down over here. These are the guys who are doing it the right way. They should be pulling over, and honestly, a lot of cars doing the same thing, because it is very, very dangerous out here to be driving these high-profile vehicles. Again, we are on Legacy Parkway right now near Centerville. It is an obstacle course just to even drive up here in the wind. You can see I'm still getting toppled over a little bit, but it is an obstacle course just to drive a normal car with all the fallen street signs, all the fallen debris. If I'm short of breath, it's really just because of the wind drying out our mouths, drying out our noses, and all this dirt flying around as well. It is not fun to be out here driving, walking, standing, reporting. The best thing to do, we've been preaching it all day, stay home if you absolutely can. It's going to be a busy day for tow truck drivers. Obviously, a lot of these bigger drivers, they have experience driving in bad weather conditions, things like snow, things like sleet, but high wind like this is so much more of a rare occurrence. They are not used to driving in wind like this on a regular basis. I'm not sure if you can tell right now, it has calmed down for just a brief second, but it is so touch and go all the way up and down Legacy Parkway, all the way up and down I-15. I-15 a little bit worse, but again, every little stretch of freeway is a little bit different. So my experience getting up here could be a little bit different. Again, the advice, stay home, avoid situations like this. And
hey, Adam,
we're going to keep an eye out on the traffic conditions, you know, everything else. Yeah, Dan?
Yeah, I'm surprised there's so many semis out there still, even after UHP and UDOT has asked everybody to stay off the roads. All these semis driving past with these overturned semis, it's got to be for a semi driver kind of like walking past the gallows or something like that, seeing others that have already gone down and wondering when you're next. So have you seen just consistently semi trucks driving up and down this area where they're supposed to be off the roads?
Well, remember, earlier this year, late last year, semi-trucks weren't even allowed on Legacy Parkway. That changed because of the expiration with the way that the laws were written back in December or January of this year. But yeah, I mean, these guys have deadlines to meet. I don't know what's going through their mind. Hopefully they have an understanding boss who knows that maybe the safest thing to do right now for their employees is to pull over and not be driving like some of these guys are. I cannot even imagine what is going through the minds
here
of some of these people. It is spooky standing out here. Yeah, I mean, this is a small one. I'm lucky right now. I'm standing on the right side of the road, and the wind is blowing to my left. So if one of them does topple as we are standing right here, it's going to topple that way, not this way onto us, but there's a whole lane of traffic to the left of these vehicles. They're driving on the right side of the road, slower traffic. If one of them topples over, they're going to topple over to the left, possibly on another car. So that is not what we are looking forward to. We hope that doesn't happen, and we hope that these big rig drivers understand the capabilities of the vehicle they're driving, and if they're not able to do it, they need to pull over.
Adam, hopefully you can still hear me. I know it's really windy, but it does look like maybe the drivers that are going through here are traveling at a reduced speed, which I guess is a positive. But is that what you're noticing there as these drivers continue to come through, not just trucks, but all drivers?
Well, I mean, this car driving right now, this car's going pretty fast. I mean, this road was closed for a while. It was just opened back up as I was trying to get through. So, I mean, some of the, like this car right here, I mean, it's the only one on the road. There's no big rig next to it. It's going at a pretty decent speed. It's just hard to tell. If we flip around to 180 degrees, Doug, if we look at, you know, here's some more big rigs on the road right here. This is the on-ramp at Ferris Lane here in Centerville. These are the ones who are pulling over. There's about, what, 6-7 big rigs pulled over there. When I was on I-15 on my way up here, I saw at least 20, 30, 40 big rigs pulled over up there. It could be a little bit worse on I-15, but it's a little bit difficult to tell. But yeah, some cars still going their merry way. They have somewhere to be, and they're not letting the wind stop them.
Well, it looks terrible. Yeah, I can't believe these wind speeds. All right, thanks a lot, Adam. I'm going to let you go for the time being.
Hello, my fellow Americans, comrades, friends, and humans, fellow aliens, and whatnot, people from all over the world. I'll be a good Samaritan and let my fellow man pass. Today is Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. And boy, do we have some storms going on all over the state. Pushing around, making messes everywhere. My entire neighborhood was actually covered in leaves from my big tree, right? So it's kind of annoying because, you know, I guess what, it's going to be my responsibility to pick it up, but we'll see. You know, I actually am called off work today. I don't feel good, you know, feel under the weather, as goes the saying, and yeah, it's just a crazy, crazy day, and that, you know, everyone seems to be getting sick. It's nothing crazy. I don't think it's the coronavirus, but, you know, nowadays it seems like everything's going to get tied back to the coronavirus if even mention you're sick or, you know, anything related to symptoms and whatnot. But anyways, I had to go pick up some lunch. This weather was really making me crave Subway for some reason. So, you know, and what this weather kind of reminds me of, and okay, so here's why I was craving Subway. Subway. So just this weather. I don't know why I correlated to Subway, but, well, I kind of know why. Well, maybe I think I know why. So back in my senior year, junior year, maybe, probably my junior year, I had a friend. You know, maybe not a friend, but not someone I don't like, and someone I know well enough to know their name, right? Let's call him Eddie. You know, it was just a really buff guy named Eddie, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people might know who I'm talking about, especially some of my closest friends. He was this black kid, you know, and he was I guess you could say a homie, right? We weren't friends, you know, but we talked to each other. I knew his name, you know, his name, I knew where he lived, and the reason I did was because we would talk often, because he and I would ride the bus together, and we both lived in Magna at the time, and we were commuting back and forth to our high school because we both chose to go to our alma maters, or however you like to say it. So anyways, we'd commute back and forth every day. We'd take the 30, the UTA back and forth. And one day, it was just like an October day, maybe even a September day. I was super late, you know, well, maybe not. I wasn't late to take my, I didn't take the first bus, right? I was, maybe took several buses later after the first rounds of buses. And it just so happened that for some reason, Eddie was late to catch the first rounds of buses, right? Because usually, you know, in high school, or just in general, right, after school, when school's out, whoever rides the buses, and you know, you normally know the crowd, the handful of kids who ride the bus, because it's not that many. Usually their kids pick them up, or their parents pick them up, or they have a vehicle, right? So it was just kind of unusual that we both, you know, were taking the bus home this late, because usually, you know, everyone after school, you know, they all leave at the same time. They catch the first, second, or maybe even the third one. But, you know, because the buses come in increments of 15 or whatever, you know, but I was so late, you know, it was whatever, you know, and I don't even remember what the reason was that, that I was so late. But it turned out that I barely missed whatever the next bus was, and so did Eddie, you know. So we were just sitting there waiting for the bus, you know, and it's kind of nice that you're gonna have someone to talk to, because usually if you're that late, you're just by yourself, you know, with all these random people, usually a lot older than you. And so yeah, hold on, I'm just making sure I focus on the road primarily. But yeah, so we're like, all right, let's go, do you want to get some Subway? And you know, I've at that point in my life, I've eaten Subway, but not too many times, you know, and maybe a handful of times. So I wasn't really sold on it per se. But he sold me on it, and this guy, he was like a bodybuilder, you know. That's all he did. You know, he looked like he was 3 or 4 years older than us at that point in our lives. You know, we were like 16, 17. He looked like he was 22, 23, you know, and it was muscular. He actually did like bodybuilding competitions, and it was like no competition, you know, like there'd be these competitions he'd like go into, right? And he looked like freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger, like not literally, but very, you know, similarly, you know, and, he was a teenager, and there was no competition, like, him compared to anyone else, like, they're just scrawny, you know, not scrawny, but compared to him, you know, they were scrawny. And I remember one time we congratulated on his victory, and he just laughs. He was like all like, his ego was all like, we just remember, like, he was just like, yeah, it was no competition, you know. We love our boy, you know, for sure, but it was just kind of funny. He was like, yeah, there's no competition, but it was true. There's no competition. Like, probably the next guy closest to him was just like the really buff, like, football player, you know, that wasn't really toned or anything. You know, it wasn't really bodybuilder friendly or whatever. But, you know, and so anyways, we went to Subway, we got our subs, and he recommended these chicken. Like chicken breast, so I didn't even know you can get this, like, type of chicken, or the, no, he got oven roasted chicken, right, and that's the actual chicken breast that's cut into a piece, and I've never gotten that before, you know, and every time I go there I get some bullshit subs, like the meatball, you know, I'm not saying they're all bad, but, you know, they're kind of mediocre, you know, and that day he got, you know, the oven roasted chicken with the with some ranch, and some sweet onion sauce, and on the Italian herb and cheese with some pepper jack. And ever since then, I was hooked to the same sandwich because I got the same thing as him. And you know, that's my go-to. It's been my go-to for 10 plus years, 12, whatever, however long it's been, you know. So that's just my story. I got Subway today. It's a windy ass day, crazy winds, you know, there's a, I don't know, I kind of annoying, but, you know, hopefully I don't get in trouble at work, you know, I needed to take a day off here to get my mind straight, and also I just wasn't feeling good, so doesn't make for a good combination to want to go to work when you have those two things going together. So anyways, I do want to thank you guys for catching the Poetry Show today. Let's see, is there anything else for me to say today? Holy crap, is there so many leaves? Let's see if I can break them down with my truck a little bit. I do want to just thank everybody again, I guess. I don't know how to end this podcast. Let me see what I was playing here before I start my podcast. Oh, NBA, who'd you guys got? Lakers, Rockets? You know, let's go. Let's go Lakers for Kobe.